Over the past few years, we have all witnessed the incredible weather, unlike anything we have ever experienced before. This has even been occurring in regions of the world that were once considered stable. Winds that before we could barely have imagined are ravishing our landscapes on a frequent basis. Drought in areas once fertile, flooding of proportions never previously experienced in history, earthquakes and mudslides seemingly increasing in greater magnitude each year. There has been almost no time to repair the damage from one disaster when the next storm or earthquake hits. Our experts and scientists are now telling us that there is a permanent change in our climate and our weather is actually going to get worse from now on, with greater extremes. In the early part of the 20th century, the great seer Edgar Cayce told us that at the end of the 20th century, the mouth of the Mississippi River would be over 100 miles in width. Now, at the time, needless to say, this was an impossible scenario to imagine. However, this is exactly what has happened due to the devastating flooding that has been taking place in the southern regions of the United States. Only quite recently, up to one-third of South Carolina was underwater. So the change in global weather is quite alarming, to say the least, and Edgar Cayce's predictions have proved to be quite correct. I think at this stage, most people are concerned. Things are not what they were 30 or 40 years ago. Everything is changing at an incredible rate of speed. Our lifestyle and the political stability of our planet are also changing at an equally alarming rate of speed. And many people look forward into the future with apprehension and fear. As everything on our planet seems to be escalating at a faster and faster rate, an equally interesting phenomenon is also taking place. Hidden or suppressed knowledge that could benefit our planet greatly is now coming to light. Also, a change in the DNA of certain children appears to be taking place. There is even evidence that humanity may be on the point of evolving more fully. So we need to ask, what really is happening to our planet? And what is responsible for these strange weather conditions? Has this happened before, and what is going to happen in the future? These are very important questions, and during the course of this presentation, I will try to answer each one of them as thoroughly and as simply as I can.